The Week 35 Tea Price Report for the period ending August 28th is sponsored by the East Africa Tea Trade Association, owners of the Mombasa Tea Auction since 1956. Tea markets closed Week 35 with headline support intact, but quality mattered more than volume. Buyers remained disciplined, closely tying bids to immediate blending needs. Colombo was buoyant overall, led by low-grown leafy teas and select better high and mid-grown descriptions. Mombasa improved at the headline level, though incomplete clearance revealed uneven demand. North India drew good participation, but plainer Assam teas, orthodox descriptions, and dust meant resistance. South India was fair during a holiday-affected week. Indonesia saw slow demand with selective firmness for scarce West Java lines. In Colombo, prices averaged $3.70 a kilo this week, up 7 cents per kilo versus the previous sales, constructed $3.63 per kilo benchmark. In North India, prices averaged $2.33 a kilo this week, down 6 cents per kilo versus the last available official benchmark of $2.39 for the week ending 15 August. In Mombasa, prices averaged $2.21 a kilo this week, up 3 cents per kilo versus sales 33's $2.18 per kilo benchmark. In Indonesia, prices averaged $1.12 per kilo this week, up 1 cent per kilo versus the prior indicative week 34 benchmark of $1.11 per kilo. The common thread is widening quality segmentation. Buyers compete for clean manufacture and dependable liquor, but resist secondary teas without adjustment. Exporters have little incentive to concede broadly. Currency support does not offset the cost of imports, energy, packaging, and finance. Composite freight ease, but route-specific insurance and transit risks could quickly reverse that benefit. The takeaway is straightforward. Benchmarks are holding, while execution depends on the exact lot, buyer need, and cost position. Watch clearance as closely as price next week.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.